Let's be honest, because.
Let's
be honest, because you if you say the word cream.
Cream.
I mean, it's so many damn difficult.
Should we do a little, like, hey, what's up? Welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Hey.
Before we start breaking down the cream.
Hey, we're back here with Ashley, our guest host.
Hey.
You know it's Julian. You know it's Sean. You know it's Dave. But Ashley's back here.
20-somethings.
The 20-somethings podcast.
I love
y'all
that,
go Joe. Follow that.
20s.
Exactly. I mean, you heard earlier in the...
Part 1.
Part 1 of this.
Well... I guess this is part 2.
Mm-hmm. It's part 2 of our conversation.
As you can tell, some people have been drinking since then.
Right. I've been drinking Hennessy Pure White. I'm waiting for your endorsement.
I've been drinking.
I've been
drunk
drinking
in love. Hey, drunk in love, our topic.
I've
drunk
been drinking Hypnotic along with Hennessy Pure White, along with some other blend of shit. And I am waiting to hear from Hennessy. Hennessy, it's all about you endorsing.
Oh, shit.
After this, we might go on to another brand.
Wow. So
this is not sponsored, by the way.
On top of that, if you haven't heard Hennessy,
but hey Hennessy, if you want to throw a sponsorship out there,
exactly. No, but we will go to other brands if you are not interested.
Throw some couple cases at us. That pure white,
Pure white, unwhite, non-white.
I'm about to be sweating in a second.
And black and VSOP and all of that.
Yo, shout out all of the brands.
Right.
Hey, it's on the one episode. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode, it depends upon you, alcoholic beverages. All right, we're back here with with Julian, Sean, and Ashley again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who are you?
We were talking about internet.
You got to shout yourself out.
And Dave.
Basic Dave.
Dave.
And obviously, I am a little tipsy because this is the most I ever spoke on a damn,
I see.
You came in on the mic.
Hey, I'm trying to get as many listeners as possible.
He came in hot.
Usually we'll argue about who's going to start. He was like, I got it.
And I will drink more. Okay. I will continue to drink this dirty water that I'm drinking.
We were
right
talking
now.
About it's cream,
muddy water.
So we was talking about
y'all call it muddy water.
We was talking about who liked that cream.
Who liked the cream?
Who liked that cream, yo?
But in the last episode,
it's a little bit explicit.
Yeah. So
in the last episode,
keep
we were
kids
talking
off.
About.
Now
we already got the E on
the. Hide your kids.
We got a straight explicit going on.
Oh my God! I heard that wrong. I didn't hear explicit. I heard we got straight up pussy going on. I was like, what?
Whoa. I didn't hear that. Who said that?
Whoa.
No one did. I heard it wrong. No one said it.
I said,
I heard
hide
it
your
wrong.
Kids.
I say money water.
He said something about
and
explicit.
She hasn't been drinking.
Pussy. Yeah, I had a little tiny bit, but definitely
a
not.
A tiny bit of pure white.
Not Hennessy, as much as Dave.
Like I said, Hennessy, once again. Hennessy, once again. Hennessy, once again.
Non-spawn.
Holler at me.
Non-spawn.
Holler at us.
He said holler at me.
Holler at all three.
Four.
Even at the 20-something.
Hey, yeah. We'll promote it. We've done drunk episodes before.
Oh, really? What? All right, what?
We told ghost stories while drunk.
Hold up. Let's get back to that cream.
So y'all keep
getting away. Yeah, Dave didn't understand what we were talking about.
Yeah,
you can explain?
Dave?
You can explain, Sean?
Yeah, explain. I missed the cream part.
That duck butter. That's what my cousin called. He called it duck butter. He called that duck butter.
It's, man, it's when you go fly in the garden, man, and you get a treat. You get a treat.
In case you guys don't know, that's Dr. Sean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The love doctor.
The love doctor.
You call it whatever you want. I call it cream, oatmeal, you know what I'm saying?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
I don't know about that.
Hey, now everybody like,
you oatmeal
know,
sounds like
cinnamon and apple involved with oatmeal.
I know about it, but I don't know.
Oatmeal? What?
Oatmeal Come sounds on. More like a...
Hey, it definitely...
It sounds a little like lumpy.
I was gonna say it sounds like a yeast infection if I've ever heard of one.
Whoa. No, ain't none of that. Ain't long as
wow.
And only it ain't got no green or nothing of no off colors. It's all good. Oh. I'm trying to tell you. All
right, so in the previous episode, we were talking about internet dating and slash mobile phone dating as a way they giggle at my ass as a way I'm talking about video chatting and shit.
What's your video? What's your
generation X?
What's your go-to video chat app?
Yeah,
I ain't been on that shit. I don't know.
Did
how
you
many
do
years.
Like chat roulette?
I'll be honest with nah. I'm,
or was that, all right, was
back
that too?
Then? Back then,
AOL.
Because what's, I am generation X.
What's back then? Like, give us a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Back then, when I was generation X, you know, was but still. Oh, crap! Hold on 1 second.
I gotta say, man, what the fuck is that?
Oh, is that the tapping you were talking about?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. I had the Metrodome on, Metrotone. And this is a drunk Christ. Episode.
Yeah, clearly.
I will put that in the title as it were.
He been drinking.
More clicks.
Drunk in love. Drinking. Say drunk in love.
Drunk in love.
Part two.
Exactly. I mean, we might get more right. Listeners on part two than right. Part
so,
one.
So let's talk about that love thing.
Let's talk about love. You ever been in love, Dave?
Love is a very tricky word.
So,
let's get to the hard questions.
Speaking of which, Julia and I were talking about that love thing as for, I want to say it was on Jay-Z episode.
Where were
we? As to where you said you love everybody. And I said, well, you can't love everybody.
Why?
Did I say I love everybody?
Like what? I said, it was on a Jay-Z episode or the. Yeah, it had to be on Jay-Z because it was just you and I.
Why couldn't you love everybody?
Yeah. Because that word love, I mean, all right, you
I probably did say I love everybody. I do love
exactly,
everybody.
Exactly. And
though.
We had right. A whole little part about that as a right. Way and you can't love every damn body because there's quite a few jokers at work I fucking hate.
Yeah, true.
True.
But at the end of the day, you still got to, I don't know, right. Me.
I ain't got to do shit.
Feel like you could have
only thing I got to well, no, do I'm is just, be I'm black just
speaking,
and die.
But no, I'm just speaking for me. Like, right. I can't, you have a love I can't hold, I can't hold, like, that grudges. Type of love, like, that type of hate in my heart, because
you can't go
it's gonna mess, yeah, it's
you
gonna
have
mess
a
up
love for humanity.
Yeah, I just love, I love people, I love the differences in
and
people.
And I like that answer.
Yeah, I love the differences in people.
I would say so he has a love for that. Humanity. All right,
whoa. All right, got a question.
Than everybody. I got a question.
But we ain't talking about that type of love. We talking about
love.
All right, so there is love. Different levels of love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You're not going to have a romantic love with your family.
With your boss, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking yeah. Weird. That's West Virginia.
That's all right, yeah, that's, well, on top that's of that, that's shit. Love yeah. Slash lust.
Your family?
No. That's what I'm saying. You have love slash lust. Yeah. Then you have family love. Then yeah. You have straight love. All right.
Straight love.
Wait. As for the straight love thing, I want to bring up this. When we were talking about the Kanye West, if you check out the Kanye West episode.
Let's talk Kanye. That was the name of the episode.
That was the episode.
Episode number two.
At the end of the Kanye West episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was Sean, Julian, and I were mm-hmm. speaking about that. After we turned off the mics, they asked me a question. Well, Julian asked, is there anybody that you would love unconditionally? And I said, hell no. Sean and Julian gave me the side eye when I said that. When I said that, let's be honest. All right. Julian, you have a wife and two kids.
Mm-hmm.
If your wife killed both of your kids, mm-hmm. is that love unconditional or what?
No.
Exactly. That's my
wait.
Whole point.
You, as far as her,
yeah, she don't
like.
Would
I still love her?
She's
the yeah. One I would still
kill.
Love the parts that I love about her. I wouldn't love the fact
no,
that
no,
she killed
the main
my
word
kids.
You said parts. So, the
but that's still unconditional love, though.
Wait. That well, what's the definition of love?
They going hard.
I would think the well, if you want to talk about unconditional love, loving somebody, that would be loving somebody through. No matter what, like a
right,
like you think of a mother and a son's right. Love, a mother's gonna love her child, no matter
evidently,
what she
the mother
what
didn't love her
does.
If she killed her two teeth.
Well, we're not talking about as far as that love, but
we're just talking
about
that's
love.
That's what we talking about the word love.
He talking straight.
We straight up. You asked me the question. Right. You said, "Is there any person that you would love unconditional?"
So
and I will say. Hell no, because no. Like I
so
said.
So you wouldn't love your child unconditionally?
He
if he fucked up constantly? I gotta.
But that's your job for him not to fuck up constantly.
Hey, all right, I can sit
so
here.
That'll be
all
your right, fault.
What's that old saying? Wait, man. What's that old saying? As a way, you can lead a horse to a trench to drink water, but he won't drink.
Yeah, that's for the, that's for other decision. People. That ain't for
right.
your seed.
All right,
though.
So you trying to tell me Jeffrey Dahmer's
father,
parents, fathers, whoever, love him for going out there and killing people left and right?
He didn't have a family.
He
had to have a family in order for him to come.
Well, yeah,
I don't
but
know
he didn't
Jeffrey.
Have a mom
I don't know
and
Jeffrey,
dad.
I don't
he
know
didn't
Jeffrey,
grow up with them.
I don't know Jeffrey Dahmer's situation.
Well, that's, well.
I do
way,
as a
either,
true crime, as your true crime.
Either way, you have a serial killer out there. How can you love a serial killer?
Okay. Because that's easy.
Well, I mean, right, have you looked at...
Instance, all right, my bad.
That's why
you
I need.
Go?
That's why I need
no,
the. That's why I need the
okay,
actual definition
instance,
of love.
Say, for instance, you raising a child, you raise a child from birth, and you seeing this child every day. You love this child. That's an unconditional. You building unconditional
that's
love.
That's why I need a definition of
so,
love.
So, let's say, age 30, your child goes out and kills somebody. So you're telling me that whole 29 years before that is erased. All the love that you had for that child is erased because
like
he did one thing. No, you're going to be disappointed and, yes, hurt, sad.
You can hate what they did.
Yeah,
you can
but you're never, going to not love them.
Will
that's
you
just something
turn
that's never gonna
that
go away.
Kid in?
Yeah.
If all I right, do,
so
yeah.
is that, all right, if you turn that kid in, is all right, so I guess...
And it all depends on the situation.
Technically,
too.
Technically, we trying to understand what the definition of the word love is.
How did this come from? Have you ever been in love to this?
Yeah, that's,
well,
that's
well,
a whole
that's
different
whole
type of love.
As to where, well, that's my whole thing.
Well,
as to where
I was about to explain what he's trying to say. He trying to say there's no thin line between love
and hate.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He going hard with the word love. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know the definition of love. That's basically
right.
what I'm asking.
He going hard with it.
I don't think there is a definition.
But the thing about hold up, the thing about love is and what Julian trying to tell you is, you will never get to love yourself and grow and prosper if you don't learn how to forgive and forget.
Yeah.
And I'm with you.
I wouldn't say
I'm with you.
On
I wouldn't say back, forgive and forget. I would say forgive.
It goes
but
forgive.
No.
It goes
but back, you gotta be able to forget it too to continue.
You can't
go
forget
on.
It.
But I understand what you say. I understand when you say forget. It's hard. But
you can't forget that.
But
because
it's always gonna be there. Mm-hmm. But if you continue to not allow you to grow. You gotta somewhat try to forget some of
your
it.
Your wife killed both of your kids.
Yeah, I understand that. But
how
you
long we been together? All right,
yeah, that's what. Well, it doesn't matter how long
it,
you were saying.
Yes,
you
it
would
does.
Not. You would not grow.
That
and
does
you would
make
not
a difference.
Prosper if you don't. If you don't love her and continue to try to grow as a person,
I think years.
Can
in
you
make
fall
a difference.
In and out of love?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
All right.
Alicia
can
Keys
fall-
taught us that.
No, I want to say Lauryn Hill said that too.
Keep on falling in
Lauryn Hill.
We do not own the rights to this music of love with you.
Hey, she ain't gonna sue us for that shit because that shit's off key. Anyway,
all right. Just...
My whole thing is this: I want
to
know.
Alicia
the,
Keys will not be listening
I
to
not,
the Simple Genius podcast.
Hey, you never know. Aaron
you just went in on her.
She,
hey,
you just told her she sang off key.
No, I'm saying y'all was off key.
We off.
Oh, we off key. Yeah, oh, I well, I ain't Alicia Keys. I ain't supposed to be on key.
Yeah, we're not Alicia Keys.
But my whole point is this. As to where people throw that word love around like it.
Like it's water.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we have so many problems nowadays.
Well, it is funny you say that because that's why I say I relate to what you're saying. And I use my relationship that I was in for 7 years. And she always used to come and tell me, "Oh, I love you." You what? Like you
how
say,
often did
what,
she say?
What
that?
Is love to you?
Did she say? Did she say it every day?
All the time.
So but, all right. So but, all right. Wait. All right. My other question is, action wise, did she show?
But that's what I was about to say.
Okay.
But like I said earlier in part one, here it is. I'm dedicating my life and everything to you, showing you that I could be a perfect man. And then you come talking about you love me, but you would not come with me.
That's why I asked Ashley
and
about
do the shit
her
that
certain
I do
as a way with certain
that
vibes.
Changed me.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I call you Ashley. What? as to where it goes to a certain vibe, as to where the so-called hookup, the certain signs, or so forth, as to where you were in that, you said 7 years?
Seven years.
While you were in that 7 years, did she have certain signs as to where she would wouldn't do certain things physically or say certain things and so forth as to where, as, oh, I'm wasting my damn time on that shit?
Yeah, and because I...
Like I said, all this shit is hindsight.
Right, right.
You know, as to where the shit was there and we drive past these signs.
Right.
As is where we take these certain signs. All right, let's be honest. How many people actually pause at a yield sign? Everybody just drive right straight. If you on a highway, you see that yield sign, you give a fuck. A lot of people just say that yield sign don't mean a difference. I'm just going into this highway and no fool. I'm not doing a California roll or anything. As where I'm just going on that highway. Them jokers need to stop or not. You know, it's a roll of the dice.
And I feel you, dog. And just like I say, and I say this to this day, right now, right to this moment. Only thing I love is that word of God, because that changed who I was as a person. I was selfish. I was a mean person. I didn't care about my life, so I damn sure didn't care about anybody else's life. And that's what it all boils down to me on any level. Life is precious.
Also,
and that's that real L, dog.
I understand that. I know there's a lot of things as to where people don't find Christ or God or what have you until they hit almost rock bottom with the negative and so forth, whether or not they're in prison and or so forth. Is that, I won't say you was in prison or anything.
No.
As to where you reached a limit as to where, what the fuck am I doing?
Well, at that point in time, man, for real, I had went through something, dog.
Exactly.
And you know what? And I'm going to put it out there, because I had, before God had put his hands on me, man, I was dealing with this other female, and she had all the things on the outside that any man would want. She was a model, dog. She had the look, she had the body, da-da-da-da. But she never had anything in the inside. She never had anything in the inside. So I lost a lot with that female.
I lost. All right, so were you in the wrong or she was in the wrong?
Are we having a therapy session right now?
We have to. I'm pretty sure Sean isn't the only one going through this shit.
I mean, I don't know who was in the wrong, but shit, I caught the worst end of it.
Sometimes it just ends.
I caught the worst end of it, because at the end of the day, she tried to cut me and et cetera, et cetera. Because,
damn, we should have had cameras in there. Yeah, we could have made millions.
Yeah, because, I mean, she got caught in her own fucking mud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you in your own swallowing, I mean, you wallowing your own mud like a pig, sometimes you get stuck. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need some help out.
Now, unless you, I mean, as a pig, as the way you already know this so-called mud or dirt or whatever, you already know this dirt. This is some new shit as to where I don't know what's going on with this new shit.
Man, like you say, man, as time went on, you start seeing different signs like, yo, it ain't what it is.
But see, the sad part about it, those signs was back.
Well, it probably was. No, because I said I looked at the outside. But exactly. You know what? I don't hate her, because it was meant for me to meet her. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it was meant for me to meet that bro.
Hey, all right, now... But see, as you grow older, certain people don't understand those certain lessons. You at least being aware of those certain lessons.
I think she was put in my life for a reason.
Exactly. All right. See, you are one of those persons that's willing to learn. You have people that's not willing to learn a damn thing. You got jokers 70s, 80s, something that's still stuck in their old ways, you know.
Right. And you know, like I say, it's all different types of love, man. Like I say, now that where I'm at right now, I can say honestly, you know, shit.
Yeah.
I guess that's a type of love. What's up?
We're live right now.
But anyway,
we
enough.
I mean, not on the podcast.
Enough on me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, ain't on nothing.
So, okay, you kind of bypassed Julian's answer. Do you think at this point in your life, have you ever been in love? You kind of just bypassed this complete question.
He threw it away.
It went off a tangent.
I'm still trying to understand the definition of love.
He.
All right. So have you felt? Have you felt that at any point, like you were with somebody and like you couldn't be without that person, like that person or maybe that person brings something extra to your life that you didn't think.
Well, it has. Well, that person has to come into my life as aware. No. It's almost a damn 50-50 type thing as aware.
So not yet. Possibly.
No. You hear me? Honestly,
you
hear me sitting here saying no?
Yeah.
I just explained his life through my life. We walked the same course, man.
Mm-hmm. We are Generation X.
Yeah. We walked the same path.
As the way you're you're millennials? Both of y'all are millennials?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Millennials, right. Yeah.
So Generation X is different from millennials. As the way you go to the public stores and so forth, everybody's stuck on the damn phone. Mm-hmm. No eye contact or nothing. I would go to a damn Walmart employee. They'll walk right past me. Don't ask me whether or not you need any help or anything like that. In my generation, they ask me, hey, you need any help and so forth. We have so many options out there nowadays. As a way, I don't have to worry about that. If I get fired from the job, I can find another job.
So you scared of change?
I ain't scared of change at all.
So you
obviously, all right, if you listen to the Kanye... Oh. If you listen to the Kanye episode,
I'm about to say, I know we're not talking about a Kanye song. Not days.
Old versus new. Once again, Julian is mixing the old with the new.
I'm not mixing nothing with nothing.
Exactly. Hey, once again, you listen to our episode 2, Kanye West.
Let's talk Kanye.
We'll talk. Okay. Talked enough of Kanye.
Right.
Anyway, it goes back to the
That's the name of the episode, I'm trying to tell you.
And it goes back to the point. I got you. It goes back to the point. It's a generational thing. As to where if I walk into a store, nobody has eye contact. Even the damn employees. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, you had to have customer service. Mm-hmm. Customer service don't mean shit nowadays. That's why everybody's internet nowadays. That's why everybody's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know, I will go in there and matter of fact, recently I went to Best Buy. Mm-hmm. Best Buy can sue me. I don't give a damn because y'all
don't
shit
sue
fucked
me.
Up.
That's
yeah.
These are the words.
Dave's drunk. don't take his words serious.
These are the views.
I'm a little more vocal than the part one.
Right.
Because I have my chance to talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I put a wink out there.
All right.
My whole thing is this. The whole new generation is where you have people coming in from a foreign country, which I ain't going to knock. I ain't going to knock. If y'all come into Rome, what's that old saying? Is when you come into Rome, you do as the Romans do. But we accept certain things here as a way they say, well, the English language isn't. That's. The English language is not necessarily the primary language and so forth. But it's funny how the darker complected folks got their ass whipped, and I have an English last name, but the other folks that came in, they have a Spanish last name, which was probably Indian and so forth, or South American or what have you. They were forced to go in, but also because of their complexion, they were more accepted. That being said, as for I could sit there and think I'm equal, but I'm not. I'm going too far. Everybody getting quiet.
Oh no, I'm just typing on my live. We good. Don't worry about me. I'm listening. I'm listening to you get yours off.
You say get off.
No, because he's speaking his truth. I'm letting
It's so often that I try to go out there and try to be equal, but people remind me that I'm not equal.
But what that got to do with love, though?
Yeah, I guess
it is a love thing.
Ain't no love. That don't sound like that got nothing to do with love. No, I think you got love misconstrued. You need to be looking for one female that's gonna treat you right. You gonna treat her right. Y'all gonna live and love each other. Maybe possibly have kids. Build
and
a life together.
And see, that's the sad part about it, as to where when you go into the relationship. What?
Go ahead.
When you go into a relationship, I will sit there and put damn near 70% in the shit, and I don't even think she putting even 30% in the shit.
So, and then that's not the right one for you.
Yeah, well, exactly. But I'm still single.
It goes back to what I said earlier. He said he don't got time to be playing nobody's games. You know what I'm saying? So why?
Because you want somebody.
But why should he have to go through all that? You know what I'm saying? He already established. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm gonna tell you something about what I done learned about a female. You know what I'm saying? I got a homeboy. You know what I'm saying? That he then went out and bought him a crib and all that. And he won't tell a female anything, cause he's a very secretive person. I'm not saying secret, but he don't like everybody in this shit. Mm-hmm. But if he's
the same way,
he'll tell a female, oh, he got his own spot, he got a job, da da da. Man, them females light up like Christmas trees. They're like, oh, look at this dude. You know what I'm saying?
But he advertising himself.
But he, I'm just saying,
how's he advertising?
Cause, all right, if you're going to
slurs,
I'm saying,
when he does decide to tell the people, okay,
mm-hmm. Right.
But when you gotta think, when is he telling these females?
Why does it have to get to that point though? I mean, even after that point where a female come into his establishment and see that he's doing well, he already made it a point that I don't need you to do me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So don't come here with that BS. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's when you have to weed out the ones that,
but,
you know.
And that goes back to what I was saying earlier.
That's what dating is. Right. You're weeding out the people that you want.
That's that 20, y'all decade and our decade. we don't have time to go on social media and put up with all that bull BS. That's why I say it's a blessing that you what you had, mm-hmm. and what you found. It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you a witness. You know, you're a witness to it. It could happen.
And I was only on it for like a month.
And you know what I'm saying? But
and I was
mean,
getting ready in my joint, and then I started talking to my wife, and
right,
it's history.
All right. Ooh. All right. So my whole thing is this.
That was a loud all right.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I got you. Well, that's my whole thing is this. As to where the bottom line is, you don't know who anybody is until you meet them face to face.
Right.
And he wants body language.
But that's any situations. You can be with. You can go find somebody in a club, have a body language, and you think it's good, and be in, and then still be the same situation.
That's different.
On the internet, I can represent anybody I want to.
Yeah, it's different.
But see, when you say that depends on the person you are. If you want to lie about who you are.
Look, that's what I'm saying, the internet.
Okay, well, then you want to bring it back to the whole serial killer thing. I mean, they were presenting themselves as something different. I mean,
physically.
No, mentally,
they're physically,
too.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my whole point. As for physically, as the way you could see certain people, aneurysms and so forth.
Right.
As the way they were.
But you look at a serial killer like Ted Bundy. Nobody in his life believed that he could do something like that.
He was a ladies' man, and that was in the 70s,
but way before the internet.
And he was supposed to be an attractive dude, but I mean, you got some, I'm not even gonna go that far, but
some females are not in their right mind.
People are not in their right
a
mind.
Lot of,
yeah, but
a
I'm
lot
saying,
of
so
are not
I'm
in
saying
right
that you can't
so.
Blame.
That's why, but that's what I'm saying. You can't say,
well, your generation, you guys don't talk face to face. You know, it's going to be different. You can present yourself as anything. You can do that anywhere, though.
But Ash, I'm telling you from experience, I understand where you're coming from. When in our age, when we was doing our 20s, 30s, it was different. I mean, you got out and you I couldn't live for Fridays. I would work my butt off Monday through Friday and get off Friday morning, have my bags packed for the weekend. This to meet people is different now.
It's all right. I see what Sean exactly saying. As for if you listen to part one, majority of the thing that Ashley was talking about is the way she had people in Florida. She lives in Virginia.
Yeah, but I met them face to face in Florida first. Like I never met them.
Those the main words you said in Florida. By Sean and I being, it's all local. You know what I'm saying? As a way, we don't have communication with the people in Florida or whatever other state as in internet.
You guys had letters.
Clowning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like my ass was one damn 1800 and shit.
Really clowning. Yeah. She's about to say, y'all had carrier pigeons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys had smoke signals.
That's why they all have mass.
You guys had Morse code.
That's why they have mass shootings. That's why they have mass shootings.
What?
That's right. What age were the mass shootings from?
Huh?
Majority of the mass shootings are what age?
Like high school.
Exactly.
Or and college. What,
was that Generation Z / Millennials?
That's Millennials.
Exactly. Well, and Gen Z. You don't hear too many.
Gen Z.
You don't hear too many Generation X doing the mass shootings.
Columbine?
Go ahead.
Columbine?
I'm about to say Columbine was way before.
What year was that?
That was 98.
97? Yeah, 98,
close to 2000. Our ass was
well, they were born in X. They were high school at that time, so they would be Generation 98 X.
98 is Generation X, so we got to go.
No, the generation you're in is dependent on when you were born. They were technically Generation X because of when they were born. They were in high school in 98, which means they're Generation X.
They only came up with one.
But y'all come up with this bullshit, X and Millennium and all that shit.
Nah, there's some jokers out there. But it goes back to the point, and it only came up with one
situation. You could probably
you can go deeper.
What's the bomber? Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
He blew up people. He was in y'all.
Y'all had serial killers, all right? Y'all had a pandemic of serial killers.
But we didn't have because y'all
were stupid and answered the fucking doors.
We couldn't afford the guns to shoot you in high school, so we'll just build some shit and kill y'all while we're adults.
Exactly. We didn't have to go shoot jokers in high school.
But I'm pretty sure if y'all had the
what
resources.
Does this have to do with relationships?
Yeah, no, man. It all
goes back to the word love.
Does it though?
Wait. It goes back to the love. As the way they were saying, they didn't have enough friends and so forth. If you have a certain amount of...
That's a cop-out.
And that's a different type. I'm talking about relationship love. Let me finish. You talking about friends.
Yeah.
We talking about relationships.
All right. Well, that's my whole thing is. Does friendship goes into relationship?
No.
You trying to tell me you ain't never fell in love with a friend?
No.
Okay.
A friend?
I've never fallen in love with a friend.
Oh.
I've never wanted to.
Of the opposite sex?
Never.
No, I can't say that I have.
I've never become friends with someone and been like, ooh, maybe I should date them. No. Never.
That is different.
But no, but for me, that's just how I wouldn't want to be with nobody that's not my friend anyway. So that's just how I get down.
Well, you just ruined my point.
But no, you talking about whole type of like, friends not you being, right, you not
wait,
being
wait,
having
wait,
a friend
wait,
in
wait,
high
rewind
school.
Rewind what you just said. What'd you just say?
That I want my spouse to be my friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A friend. Like I said, you ain't never fell in love with a friend.
I don't know what the fuck is happening right now.
But you saying ain't got nothing to do with what I'm saying. I'm saying, me personally, if I'm looking for a spouse, like when I was out looking for somebody,
relationships.
If I was out looking for somebody to be with, yes, I want to build a friendship with them first before.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
But okay. No, you're talking about a whole different type of friendship. You're talking about people not having friends in high school, and then they're getting mad at because they don't have friends.
No, we're past that.
Okay,
Can I
ask a question for the 20s?
Yes.
Oh, so how would I post to handle this? Should I put my whole profile out there or whatever? What I'm looking for, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, you could. You could be so in-depth. Listen.
Why not, though? But why wouldn't you?
Bullshit. That way they can really play with a nigga then. You know what I'm saying?
But you
that
goes back to, all right,
you can get played with regardless, though.
Yeah, you can get played with. Listen, you're thinking of the sites that are mostly for, you know,
I'm going on the us,
hooking up. For hooking us, up. For hooking up, Tinder, you
I'm
know,
going
all
on
that.
The Christian
but
jump.
But if you are, if you want a partnership and you're tired of, you know, having to go, look, there are actual sites that make you do go through all these steps to make sure you're fucking serious about it.
Okay.
Oh, you know
so you tell me, oh, okay.
That you can, you know, they have those types of sites for, you know,
okay,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Listening.
You know what I'm saying? They have the sites where you have to apply. And you have to go through all these questionnaires. Yeah, you got to put all these questionnaires in. And they're going to make you go through all these steps. So they know that they have people who are actually serious on that. There are so many. You know, you're just hearing about the, you know, trendy options, you know, for people my age. And so that's probably what's discouraging
you. So what about a page like Backpage? You know what a Backpage is?
Backpage, that's
Backpage, sex work. That's sex work.
That's Craigslist, pretty much.
That's sex work.
Well, Backpage is a whole different level than damn Craigslist.
That ain't,
I can at least buy some shit from
Craigslist. But you're not looking for no, in Backpage, you're looking for one thing.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You can't put Backpage and Craigslist in the same.
You can't you can't put Backpage
That's
you can't compare those two.
Yeah.
You can't compare like Backpage and then like Tinder.
I'm talking like eHarmony and Match.com
type
shit. They make you go through like steps.
Now let me tell you, Match.com.
They make you go through a huge.
My cousin has met a lot of. I don't want to put him out there.
Yeah,
but,
please don't, man.
But he's. That's what he uses to find like because he like,
someone to actually date and like
he goes,
yeah
date.
He's married
yeah,
he's,
yeah.
Match,
right?
He got married to a woman off of Match.com
yeah.
Because
so you have those sites
especially like those paying sites like they really break it down
yeah,
like
you
did
work
it's
they
almost
break
like
it down
a job.
Like what you want it's like don't you ever seen a show like Millionaire Matchmaker
yeah
that's what Match.com is
yeah they're gonna go
they
through
they ask you a billion and one questions to make sure they got it right. So they can send the right female or
gonna,
male, whatever
I tell
you're looking for.
I tell them I want some exotic, creamy.
See, you were looking for some ass.
Yeah, that's when you want Tinder.
Yeah, that's when you want Tinder.
Yeah, if you talk about like an actual partnership.
All right, wait. All right, since y'all mentioned Tinder, what's the age limit on Tinder?
It's no.
I think it's 18 and up.
Yeah, it's 18 and up.
I'm wilding out, y'all. Y'all don't pay me no money.
No.
It's 18 and up,
Yeah, you can set your age preference. Ain't like you, you up in age, you can't be going in there and
that's
be like,
why
I'm looking for 15, 18.
That's why I ain't want no daughter, dog.
Da-da-da-da-da. Man.
Yeah.
You ain't want no daughter. Do you have a daughter?
Yes.
I'm going to.
You have a daughter.
Now.
Yeah.
You wait.
Do you consider that as
she's
karma?
She's only 8.
Huh?
And she's only 8.
You consider her as karma.
She's so emotional.
I was a dog
already.
You was a dog.
I was a bow wow.
Sit down.
I mean, all right.
Say, I understand.
How many kids you got?
I did today. Two. I was. She going through it.
Two.
What?
How many kids you got?
Two.
I got two.
One
boy, girl.
I have none.
Boy, girl.
That I know of.
Do you want kids?
Nope.
For real?
I don't want any.
You want mine?
No.
Hey, the population is rather deep.
So, all right.
Don't want any kids.
Hold on. I got a son your age. I feel old. I let go old dog.
I want it.
So if the situation came up that you became pregnant, you wouldn't want it?
Nope.
You let me take it?
Did you let me take it?
Put it
I would enact my pro-choice.
Right.
Would you let me take it?
If it's a boy or a girl, I mean, hey, you can make some money off of that.
Oh, Jesus.
You trying to sell kids?
Yeah.
Y'all forget we on the podcast.
They're forgetting real hard, though.
Let me explain. Okay. Because they have plenty of kids out there as to where they would name their kid the damn, what was that? That shit that I sent you recently as to where the bomb. What was the kid?
You talking about the black dude? Like. What's his name?
I wasn't trying to go there, but
he was
a
black dude.
The football player.
If we say his name, they
the
go
bomb,
and look him up and see it's a black
football,
guy.
The football player, the bomb,
it's
or
like,
something like that.
No, it was like
The Truth or
it was like the greatest or something like his name was like the greatest Anthony, like his last name was like regular. Amazing. But his first name was like the greatest.
Wow.
Like DA dash greatest.
Jackson, I think.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm throwing it out there because I let people research on that shit. But
what they gotta do with anything?
I know.
It's all involved with the word love. As a word.
What?
It all involves with matching and so forth. That's why I said it's as for love. As where you matching as for what you become.
You drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you that right now.
He said, oh, I'll tell you that, right now.
I'm mixing.
I can tell he's trying Tennessee. To circle it back. What you. Okay, let's calm down. Let's bring it down. Just bring a few notches. Julian said he had some questions. I had a question. Yeah, he had a question.
Yeah.
I'm on my live, so I'm getting off a live, everybody. So
we'll get his question. Sean, you got any questions?
But I think you probably answered my question, though.
My question was, no, you didn't.
Would you, all right, if you were to get married, all right, just say, for instance, somebody came and was like, all right, no choice. You have to get married to a woman or man today. Which would you marry? Or who would you rather marry?
I don't know.
Would it be your choice?
I don't know.
Does it depend on the person?
Yeah, have to know who the persons are. Like, right. I can't just really.
All right, so we're going to use the two people that you were just talking to in Florida.
As an example.
Yeah.
Out of those two, male or female. I mean. You know, you've talked to both of them. You've mm-hmm. caught a vibe from both of
feedback.
Them. Which one would you rather be with as far as long term?
Long term?
Like if somebody was like, oh, you got to get married today or your life is over.
I would probably just say my life's over. Like, that, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want. No, not with them. I'd stop talking to them with no, like, for a reason. Like, I wasn't attached. Like, you know what I mean? I guess if I look back, okay. I get what you're trying to ask. Yeah. Like, I get it's, I can't break it down to just male or female. Like, my brain just doesn't, it can't. Like, I have to know. It depends on the person. Yeah. Like, I can't break it down. Like, I literally cannot.
Okay.
Where, like, I know you guys can because you're straight, but like, what?
We just got
mad what? Wieners? What does that say?
Wieners for the random shit. I don't know what the that word is.
I don't know. Dave's writing shit on the whiteboard. But no, I can't break it down like that. I have to know the person. And if I think back to like my most, I don't know what that says. If I break it down to like my last like serious relationship.
I don't know what that word after mad
what
is.
What are you saying?
What is the mad?
After mad what?
Mad for...
Just for the listeners, we're...
Keep going?
We're
okay.
talking... Dave is writing
apparently
something.
We're doing Mad Libs. Right.
We're playing
I don't
Hangman.
Remember what the fuck I was saying, but... Yeah, I can't break it down by gender.
But you can't.
I can't do it. Just my brain won't allow me. I physically cannot.
So have you ever been in love?
Yeah, for sure. More I can say once? That.
I think I've been in love more than once.
I think I've been in, at this point in my, if I look back, I probably have only been truly, truly, truly in love one time. But I was, like, I did.
So.
I think the other time that I'm trying to think of, I think I loved the situation. Like, okay. it was a good situation.
Okay.
It was comfortable, yes. Comfortable. It was a very comfortable situation.
So, go back to what Dave said. What's love to you?
What's love to me?
That's the main episode of part one slash part two. What is the definition of love?
What love to me was loving the person that I was with. I mean, with the flaws and everything. Mm-hmm. I never felt annoyed by their flaw. Like, I was never annoyed by any of their flaws. Still now, I can think about and I'm like, no, that didn't annoy me. More most people would be like, that's fucking annoying, like type thing. Okay. Like, and so, and just wanting to be with that person, like, not 24/7, like, you obviously need, you need your alone time for sure.
Right.
And I know I can recognize, like, you need your space for sure. You don't right. need to be but with someone 24/7. But good. It felt nice to always
okay.
be with somebody and know that you can go to somebody.
Understood.
Understood and vice versa. Right. You can help them and you want it. If they had an issue, that's, they could come to you and you felt good about answer. That. Good you
answer.
Know what I mean?
Good answer.
You didn't feel like they was taking advantage of
right.
the
no,
because
it was so mutual.
Yeah.
You know
good
what
answer.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Good answer. Because you know what?
Being on that 50-50% with each other, it's good.
The only thing that I can really say that I love is the word of God. And y'all laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason why I say that, because it regardless of whatever I go through, and it done something to me, and then when I go back, if I'm dealing with something, I go back in the word, it always bring me back to where I need to be. It never leave me void, and it's always the same.
Okay. Oh, okay, got it.
Basically, what you were saying earlier.
That's not what you put the last time, but okay. I got you.
That's all racist. Why you fucked the damn Sean?
Hey.
Oh, shit.
But like I say, though, man, that's the only thing. I love that more than anything, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? It's real to me. And I ain't found nothing real like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my definition of love. And
it goes back to the question, what is the definition of love?
Do you that's, want so the actual book
so
definition?
So what's your definition?
Right. I want
what's your definition? Because I feel like everybody,
that's
I think
my
Webster, I feel like everybody
Webster
thinks it's different.
Was started right. at when?
What, Merriam-Webster? No. A while ago.
The definition.
I just gave you my definition of what
definition
I think
love
is.
Of love: strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties, maternal love for a child. Number two, it's attraction based on sexual desire, affection, and tenderness felt by lovers. After
that's,
all these years, they are still very
it
much in love.
Sound like lust.
Number three,
that's what
that sounds
like.
Here
that
you go.
Lust.
Number three is affection based on admiration, benevolence, or common interest, love for his old schoolmates. And then you have an assurance of affection, give her my love, warm attachment, enthusiasm, or devotion.
That one is more like a friend relationship love.
Right.
That yeah, there's a lot.
To my whole point as to where we don't understand exactly as to where our family love versus our friendship love versus
no.
our
I feel like
love.
If you here
you don't understand.
Yeah, you,
yeah hey, I
got to separate it.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
yeah I
got
to separate.
Let me say this. I want to understand what other people's
opinions are.
Mm. Opinions versus the definition of the word love.
Well,
because
I think
you have people that say the word love all the damn time.
I think that I feel like, because you've kind of already said that you've never really been in love. I feel like if you've been in love, then
you just know
it.
You
it's
know,
hard
I,
to describe.
I know the experience.
I've seen it. I've seen love. I actually seen it at someone that actually
love each other.
Love me.
Right.
And I've seen it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first time I seen it, I took it for like a joke. And then when I seen it again, it was like a flashback. I was like, damn, I seen this before.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, like deja vu.
Yeah, deja vu shit, yeah.
Yeah.
So I can say that.
Because even before, like, I've been in love, I feel like I've been in Dave's, like, where it's like, well, explain it to me because I don't.
Right.
And it's really and people are like, well, I'm trying to.
It
it's
doesn't
hard to
feel.
Explain. But now that I've been in love, I
right.
can be
you
like,
can
yeah,
you
I can now
it.
Say the same
right.
thing where I'm like, I don't know exactly right. how to give you a definite. It's just like, yeah,
it's
just, feel it.
It's more
it can't be defined.
It's
be
more
honest,
so
like,
a feeling.
Honest,
more so of a feeling.
It's individual. Certain individuals have the word love
yes.
/ hate / whatever.
It's a case by case
exactly.
thing.
Yeah. yeah,
exactly.
But you
that's
can also
said,
feel the different
said,
love
right.
with different relationships in your life.
That's what my whole point was in the very beginning, as to where when after the you listen to the Kanye West episode. As aware, when I asked after, well, when they asked me, at the end of the episode whether or not is there an unconditional
was that recorded thing. Or was that not recorded?
No, the Kanye, that's the second episode.
The second episode.
The Let's Talk Kanye.
The end of the episode when you guys...
No, that wasn't recorded.
Okay.
That wasn't recorded. That's when they gave me the side.
I just want to make that clear in case people go back to that episode and they're trying to find that conversation.
Y'all can still listen to it, though.
Yeah, please listen to it.
I was in that
damn juicy episode.
Yeah, you was on the second one. You was on.
Yeah, that was the whole Kanye thing.
Oh,
you wasn't just on the first one. That's the Jay-Z joint we did.
Okay,
but you was on. Remember, we was having our conversation about Kanye.
Yeah, that's why I want to. That's why I want to. That's why I brought up the whole thing as to where they would say when Julian asked that question and said, "Is there any person that you would have unconditional love for?" And Sean and Julian gave me the side eyes, whereas I said no.
Not even your mom?
If she kills my brother, how can I love her?
Because she's your mother. She raised you. She taught you
if
who you
If she kills my brother, how can I love her?
Because
can,
she raised you. She taught you. Well, that goes back, the one who taught you how to love.
That goes back to my whole thing as to where what is the definition of love?
That's unconditional love, though. I would think, as far as a mother.
Okay, I'm sorry, mother. Okay. If your mother kills my brother, as a way I almost love my brother more than my mother.
See, that's what it sounds like.
But, okay, see, that's...
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
So then you have unconditional love for your brother.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So if your brother killed your mother, you wouldn't think the same?
That's why I say it. It's switch. That's why I'm asking, is there a definition of love?
But yes. It depends. Yeah. Who do you feel that you love more?
You're talking about
it
a different
varies.
Kind of
that's,
love.
That's my whole point. That's my whole point. Love. The word love varies so much.
And a lot of people abuse the word love.
Exactly.
But what
that's
do,
my
do
whole
you,
point as to where if my brother kills my mother, okay, I can't love him, but I love my mother more. If my mother kills my brother, okay, I love my brother more than I love my mother. That's why I say it switches.
Well, I can't speak on that because I'm an only child, but I feel like if my mother was to kill my brother.
Oh, all right. If you can't speak on that, all right, your wife. Yeah. If your wife killed both your kids.
Why are we going back to this?
Yeah.
Why are we going back to this?
We are trying to understand the definition.
Yes, I was
we just said
her.
That we don't. We can't
I told,
do it.
But
definition.
I told,
exactly.
but I told you I was. Point. I also told you I would still love her. I just wouldn't.
And that was what I was
you
about to get
like
to.
Her.
Yeah.
But that's what I was
I would hate
to
her
to.
For the rest of my life, probably.
So,
okay.
Okay.
So
you
can hold
can you love and hate somebody?
Yes, for sure.
So
you've never loved somebody. I get a relationship with somebody that I hate.
That's in that situation.
Yes.
That's why. Hey, wait.
Okay.
That's my whole point as to where I've never been in a situation as I can love and hate. And that's where they said
but they're two different
thin
things.
Line, there's a thin line between love and hate.
This conversation is confused
it is.
The shit. I don't know what
the whole
where
point
we're
of
at.
This whole podcast as to where people would think as to where would I love this person or would I hate this person?
But I really don't understand what your main question is.
My main question is I want to know the
definition
of love.
Yeah, we already said that we don't have a definite, that it's that you have different love.
It's a case by case situation.
Right.
You answer my question. Because when at the end of the Kanye West podcast, somebody asked me, I ain't going to name somebody.
Okay. Yes,
me.
You said that someone asked
me.
You, "Can you about unconditional love?" But I don't understand what you're trying to get at here.
My whole thing is, you can't have a definition of love.
Yes, you can. It's your definition. That's your definition of love. Whatever you decide you want love to be.
Everybody had a different definition of it.
For what you experience.
Yeah, right. It's all about
your
own experience.
It's all about how you personally handle different situations.
But I think,
you can't just put on one situation.
I'm not going to put mine like I'm better than anybody, but I think that's when you got to introduce yourself to Christ
mm-hmm.
to separate yourself and really find out what true love is, real love. When you can say, okay,
and you
my brother,
some
hold up. My brother killed my mother, but I'm still going to love my brother. Although he killed my mother, I still going to love him.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's
a conscious decision you got to make,
right.
though.
That's my whole question as
right.
for people throw that word love out.
Right.
And they don't understand the definition of it.
Well, right. I think some people
but
do.
Speaking
if
on,
you have been in love, then
but the,
you know what it feels like.
The main
like.
Thing is some people.
But the way you're speaking on love is like no matter who it is,
right.
like if they do something wrong, you're not going to love them.
Right.
And
that's,
I don't think that
that's
I'm not, that's
my
you.
Main question.
That's you.
No. It ain't me. It's me asking. what.
But no, you just said if your mother killed your brother, you're going to hate your mother. You're not going to love her no more. So that's a you thing.
And then I said vice versa. If my brother killed my mother.
Yeah, we're saying that's a you thing.
And that's a you thing.
Because that's what my whole point is, as to where the other. I want to know what definition of love is. And wait. I'm trying to. Wait, you ain't listen to what I'm saying.
That's no, why you I have. Wanna, you said it like 10 times.
I'm understanding as the way it's different from person to person.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's different from person to person. As for when people say, I love, I love, I love. And my question, how often this person say, I love, I love, love. And this person that says, I love maybe one time. Or this person says, I love two times.
Okay.
That's up to the person.
Okay. Exactly. That's right. My whole point.
But we just said that was a you thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Can we put that to bed then? Because we've answered the question and you said that's your whole point.
It's like you're trying to get a different answer.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to give an answer.
It's like you going through something and you don't want to put it out, but you want to talk about it.
My bottom line was
it's like that's what we're feeling right now.
My bottom line was
as to where the definition of love is different.
Yeah.
Yes, we've established that. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah. We said that like 30 times.
Yes. So why don't we just move on from that?
A little tip.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, the hour is up.
Jesus Christ.
It's 56 minutes.
I don't think that was good.
We're still talking though.
Yeah.
It's 56 minutes. This is part.
You cutting us off? I thought we were still talking.
Well, we'll consider. We'll continue on to part three. My problem is.
I feel like maybe we should skip this part.
No. It was as to where. It's the same thing as to where people have. You always have three sides. You have my side, your side, and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing was as to where certain people have. Understand what the definition of love was.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your side, mm-hmm. Ashley got her side, Sean got her side, and I got my side. Sean got his side. That was this whole episode was about, as to where people didn't understand what's the verse.
I don't think people understand what the hell just happened.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole thing. As to where any podcast as to where you have your own definition of things.
What? Is anyone on? Well, I'm confused.
Exactly. That's my whole point. Listen to the main thing I'm saying. You can have your side, yes. My side.
Yeah, we established that.
Exactly. What I'm saying is as to where no matter what you say, you're going to have the opposite side.
I ain't gonna lie, you sound like Kanye right now.
Babble.
Hold on, you just defended Kanye on the last.
Yeah, I also told you Kanye be rambling. I said that if you listen back to the podcast that you keep talking about. I said he be rambling. You rambling. You saying the same thing.
This episode should be called Dave Rambles.
We will find out in the,
I think everybody, just like we say, everybody have a different definition of love.
That's my whole thing. So
my thing is like this, until you get an understanding of what you and how you need to love someone or whatever it is, then that's the only way you gonna move forward.
And I think the fact that you said you've never been in love or felt somebody.
I wouldn't say I've never been in
love. You said that. I asked you.
That was the main question. That was the first question I asked you.
You said no.
That set this entire podcast off.
And then you asked me what's the definition of love.
I am very secretive in my so-called love situation. So yeah.
Don't be secretive. Let it go. It's love. No.
That's the main definition of secret.
Okay.
It's okay, man. Like I say, everybody has something they gotta address.
Exactly.
And in order to go forward, you gotta say, I'm willing to address it. All right.
Part three.
You still hurt?
Am I hurt?
Are you hurt
you
by
feel it? Like you hurt?
Oh yeah. Hey,
I've been hurt.
I've been hurt many a times. And I'm
Well, let's stop this off. And in part three, we're gonna start with the hurt.
Scared me.
Oh.
Let's
thank you all for
out.
Listening.
Yeah, shout whoa, 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 yeah, whoa. Whoa. You trying to cut us off, man? Let's shout out, hey, shout out our peoples, up. Man.
Show socials, socials.
Simple Genius Podcast, 20 somethings pod, right?
C. Huh? Yes.
C. Okay. Ash Brew,
Ashley
Brew, 21. Instagram. 21. You can find me Twitter. King underscore King Jew underscore. It's mostly family pictures, but. You can
He's
still
a family
hit me.
Man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yeah, we gotta change that shit.
And
up.
Then we have to. No, I ain't changing. No, that's my personal.
Mine's like just me. Yeah. Me and no. Friends.
I don't have
partying up.
And us Generation Xers don't have shit. Yeah.
Sean and Dave don't have social.
Old school.
Yeah,
but
you
we
can
holding
tweet
it
me.
For now.
You
yeah.
can tweet me. Yeah, I'll probably now. Tweet yeah. you. I'll tweet you
I
back.
I think my Twitter is at underscore Julian too.
Mine's the same thing, Ashy Brew 21.
Yeah, but yeah,
it's like all my socials.
I ain't gonna lie, back in the day, I'm gonna reveal something about myself before we cut this podcast off.
What?
It used to be marijuana because it sounded mad cool. That used to be my
thank you for listening to part three.